I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Is proudly brought to you by SRE.com.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. We'll be here all Saturday long, each and every Saturday, 12 to 3. And if you miss any of the show, you can download our podcast wherever you get podcasts. And if you need a place to get a podcast, KSL Sports app has all these podcasts, including Cougar Sports Saturday. We were just talking about our poll of the day. What does BYU need to improve most between now and their first season? Depth is still king, but right behind that is better top-end talent. And speaking of top-end talent, BYU is, I think, at this stage of the process, squarely in the mix for some top-end talent, a transfer from the University of Southern California. Jackson Dart, local guy, prepped at Corner Canyon High School. What is the latest, Mitch Harper, on Jackson Dart? What's he looking at, and where does BYU fit in?
Well, it looks like it's a three-man race. You know, last week we were talking about Oklahoma, Ole Miss, TCU. That's what a lot of the national reporters were saying. It seems like that third team now is BYU, as Jackson Dart took a visit, a one-day visit to BYU. It's from about 11 a.m. Mountain Time to around 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time. So about 6.5 hours, Jackson Dart was on campus at BYU getting a lay of the land in Provo and talk with Kalani Sitake and Aaron Roderick. And, you know, Jackson Dart, a five-star quarterback transfer in this 2022 transfer portal cycle, I think BYU's in the mix, and I think that's all you can ask for. You know, I think that BYU's in a great situation, Matt, where no matter what, we were talking about this before the show, where you get Jackson Dart, what a huge boom to your quarterback room. You don't get Jackson Dart, you still got a great quarterback room. BYU's in a great spot, whether or not they get Dart or not. But I think Cougar fans and the BYU football program would love to get Dart because he just adds more depth to the quarterback room. He adds a huge talent to this BYU program that could be the face of the program going into the Big 12 Conference. So, yeah, I mean, BYU is in the mix. He hasn't announced anything yet. And, you know, I got to imagine that there's got to be a decision here relatively soon. Because
classes,
they got to enroll in class. Yeah. You know, Jackson Dart's got to be in a classroom and be able to, you know, be a student to be ready to go and compete in a spring practice. But it seems like BYU, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma are the three schools. And it might even be, you know, maybe BYU and Ole Miss. So it's going to be fascinating to see what ends up happening with Jackson Dart.
The thing that excites me the most, regardless of where he goes, is BYU in the eyes, and this is the only eyes that matter in college football, really, are the eyes of 16 to 18-year-old kids. How do they view you? And this validates BYU football in terms of that top-end talent, because at the end of 2019, I don't think Jackson Dart's taking this visit, and you're sure as day not getting Kingsley. So the fact that these guys, look, adding Kingsley is huge, but even if he didn't come but visited, I still feel the same way, which is you are on the trajectory that you need to be on to compete at the Big 12. Like, these type of players need to view your program as an actual destination that they could go to help them develop as football players, as individuals, and how to get them to the next level. Because right now, when you think of BYU football, especially on the offensive side, especially under the tutelage of Aaron Roderick, you feel like, if I go to BYU, I can play in the league. Because BYU is going to have multiple players drafted again. And there is a real scenario here, Mitch. And this is huge. There is a real scenario when you talk about BYU and Aaron Roderick that they could become QB factory again. Like, if Jaren Hall is healthy, I believe this to my core, he's going to get drafted. And yeah. And if he has a good year and they would go 9-3, he's probably a second-round pick, maybe a first, depending on how things shake out. Because he is exactly what the NFL wants right now, a mobile quarterback that can throw the football accurately. And then you're talking about Taysom Hill. We'll have to see with his injury, but there could be three BYU quarterbacks in the NFL. So these guys, Jackson Dart, other quarterback prospects, they look at this and say, this is a top 25 offense. We have a great offensive line. The weapons at wide receiver are obscene. It's ridiculous. The wealth of options. You can't even play all these people. There's guys that on previous teams would be a number one option that won't be able to see the field this year. And I'm talking maybe a Chase Roberts. I think Chase Roberts is going to break the two deep, but on other teams, he'd be the number one. But he's going to have to wait his turn, Ryan Pukka. So I'm rambling now, but the point is, the current state of BYU football is so good that you're getting visits from these guys, and that's all you can ask for is an opportunity to talk to this top-end talent.
That's a great point, because I think there was a stretch there when BYU, in the early years of independence, it felt like BYU was kind of losing that, you know, just getting at least a courtesy visit. You know, there was a time when they'd get the visits from Manti Te'os of the world, and then there was a stretch where they weren't even getting those. And you thought, man, is BYU losing its presence within LDS athletes? And because that is still the foundation, the core of the BYU football program is getting the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And if you can get those high-end LDS members to this program, BYU is going to be a really good football program. And they already are. And they're going to go to an even higher level because Jackson Dart, he is a member of the church. And you know, he's a Utah-based kid, and I think that there's an appeal to maybe being a, if you will, hometown hero. You know, Zach Wilson did it, and it worked out great for him. And Aaron Roderick is doing a phenomenal job with quarterbacks, and it goes beyond Zach Wilson and Jaren Hall. I mean, Baylor Romney was very good during his appearances at BYU. You know, Aaron Roderick has done a great job with BYU's quarterback position, and whether BYU gets Jackson Dart or not, they've got a bright future ahead at the quarterback position. But getting a guy like Jackson Dart would be huge for BYU because, it just a little bit of a refresher, his 1 year at Corner Canyon in 2020, he threw for 67 touchdown passes. He had 4,691 yards. He ran for 1,200 yards. I think people forget that. He had 1,200 yards rushing at Corner Canyon. He was phenomenal. He was the National Gatorade Player of the Year, and his story probably never happens if the state of Utah didn't play high school football amidst the pandemic either. Remember that? I mean, that was something that was kind of controversial at the time. Utah was actually playing high school football. Jackson Dart was a relative unknown, and BYU, when he was an unknown recruit, BYU offered him. And I think that relationship and the fact that BYU believed in him when he was a complete unknown on the recruiting trail, I think endears him a little bit to endears Jackson Dart to this BYU staff. Like, they saw the potential. Man, what could, now that I'm realizing my potential, I can only imagine what this program could potentially do. So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be, it's now kind of just waiting for his announcement. And it seems like it's, you know, Ole Miss is in the mix, Oklahoma, BYU
is out. When you think about it logically, you're going to sit behind Dylan Gabriel. Why?
I think so. I mean, I think that would be the case. But because the Oklahoma offensive coordinator, Jeff Lebby, who came from Ole Miss, he's got a track record at UCF, and he recruited Dylan Gabriel. And moment Oklahoma lost Caleb Williams, Dylan Gabriel announced he was going to Oklahoma. So it seems like, yeah, he would just instantly be the number two, but wouldn't he be probably a lock to be number two at BYU too? Or do you think there'd be a competition?
He'd be, yeah.
There would be a legit competition.
For sure. You can't write off Jacob Conover. I think it's so easy to look at that Utah State performance and say, oh, he's not as good as we thought. This isn't a four-star that we're typical of. I still think Conover has plenty of potential, and it would be a battle between him and Dart. But
I think it'd be a battle between Dart and Jaren Hall, though.
There's no way. You are up in the night.
I think it would be. No. If Jackson Dart comes to BYU, I think we're talking about a Jaren Hall versus Jackson Dart quarterback battle in fall.
What makes you think that? Because if you look at the stats, let's just compare each of those two quarterbacks' years last year, because they both started plenty of games. Jaren Hall had a better completion percentage. Jaren Hall had a significantly better touchdown-to-interception ratio. Jaren Hall was better on the ground. Mm-hmm. Jaren Hall was significantly better in terms of yards per completion. There's not a metric statistically that Jackson Dart was better than Jaren Hall last year. I don't want BYU fans to think I'm not a Jackson Dart guy, because I am. I think he's going to be awesome. Within my core as a sports fan, I do not believe in playing young quarterbacks if you don't have to. And in this case, you don't have to, because you have an NFL guy with Jaren Hall.
No, I agree with that, but I think that you don't get a Jackson Dart in this portal process without giving him a chance to compete for the job. And I think that Jackson Dart wants to compete wherever he goes. And I think that he would look at Oklahoma and say, I could beat out Dylan Gabriel, even though, you know, he's got the chance, he's got the relationship with the OC. I think Jackson Dart's just wired to compete. He bet on himself by going from Roy High School to Corner Canyon and took a chance on himself to make a name. And he had that national televised game against Bingham High School. It was like that third week in September. I remember going to that game, and then his offers just took off. It was on ESPN because there was no football really anywhere being played. It was a national showcase event, and the windfall of offers began for Jackson Dart. So he's someone that has already got a track record on betting on himself. I think that if, you know, BYU has shown with Kalani Sitake that the quarterback position, he always wants a competition. Like, even in 2020, when we all knew it was going to be Zach Wilson, there was still Jeff Grimes and Roderick and Kalani are like, yep, it's a quarterback battle.
Yeah,
like,
but that one I actually somewhat believed, because Zach Wilson didn't have a great year. There was a 6-6 football team. His stats weren't very good. I thought that Zach should have started too, but he didn't play nearly as well as Jaren Hall did last year.
But what I'm saying is, like, this staff, Kalani, I don't think will ever just hand over a job anymore to a quarterback. I think the one year they did that in 2017, it backfired. And that's not a slap to Tanner Mangum, but it did. I mean, there was no pressure on Tanner Mangum in 2017, and ever since that season, each year, there's always been a battle. And I think that if you got Dart, there would then be a battle. With just Jaren Hall and Jacob Conover, we know there's no battle, because Jaren Hall, at like 75%, started over Jacob Conover against Boise State. And BYU lost that game. Granted, it was due to turnovers and a slippery football and all that. But we know there's no manufactured quarterback battle that could be generated from Camp Cougar if it's just Jaren Hall and Jacob Conover. But you add Dart to the mix, you put pressure on Jaren Hall to get better, you put pressure on Jacob Conover to get better, it makes everyone better in the program, and I think that's a great thing for BYU as they transition into the Big 12.
I'll move my family to a foreign country if Aaron Roderick says there's a quarterback battle in spring football, even with Jackson Dart there. I don't see it. And what's best for Jackson Dart?
There would absolutely be a battle.
There's no way there would be riots in the streets. The locker room.
Why?
The locker room would be. Jaren Hall won the most Power 5 football games of any BYU quarterback in a single season, Mitch. This is unbelievable. You can't take it away from this guy.
Jackson Dart's coming from USC.
He was okay.
And he went blow for blow with Jaren.
Okay.
In that game in November.
That had nothing to do with Jaren's performance.
They were looking back and forth. They went.
This is unbelievable. How am I going to finish the show today? Look, this is outrageous.
Jaren Hall is a phenomenal quarterback, but I think Jackson Dart's phenomenal too.
Jackson Dart
is. Jackson
Dart. Here's the key. Jackson Dart is going to be phenomenal in the future. Jaren Hall is phenomenal. No.
He's a five-star quarterback.
You and your recruiting rankings make me want to die sometimes.
Ole Miss, Oklahoma want this guy.
I want him too, but Jaren Hall had a much better year last year. There's nothing Jaren Hall did in 2020 to where you would say, we probably,
Think about this, though. Jackson Dart went into a USC program that had Keenan Slovis, and everyone was
Slovis
hyping him
was
up.
Was a bum, hey, and you know it.
We know we were saying it last summer. I feel you there. But the narrative nationally was, oh, Keenan Slovis is awesome. Jackson Dart was the better quarterback from the yes. jump. He stepped into that Washington State game, and he was like, why isn't this guy starting? Why did it take an injury for Dart to go in? So I think that Dart, you just give him the chance to compete. And I mean, I think, again.
I would not give him a chance. It's Jaren Hall is the starting quarterback.
If he came to BYU, he's got to be given the chance to compete for the job.
He can compete. But deep down, you can say all the right things, but deep down, Jaren Hall is the starting quarterback in 2022.
And guess what? You'd feel so much more, you feel even better about Jaren Hall being your QB1, knowing that he held off Jackson Dart. He kept off, you know, Jacob Conover. I think it would just lift up the QB room if you added Jackson Dart. So it's going to be a fascinating decision.
Mitch, we'll have to talk offline about putting, I'm very curious to see what Aaron Roderick describes the quarterback room here in a couple of weeks. The spring football is right around the corner. This is going to be a healthy argument for weeks. I'm looking forward to it. We'll take the break here, though, on Cougar Sports Saturday. On the other side, we'll continue talking some BYU football, maybe give you a little look at spring football right around the corner where Jaren Hall is going to be the starting quarterback. No,
I hear you. He's QB1. I'm not discrediting Jaren. There's no disrespect to Jaren's name, but Jackson deserves a chance.
Come with
if
me,
he comes to
BYU,
BYU
brethren. Ride with Matt Biamonte, Jaren Hall, QB1. We'll talk about that next here. Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.